Before dinner, which was served to them in the dining room, they had concept time. Several concepts were put on the blackboard by different staff members and discussed. He sat with his hands folded in his lap, watching the floor and listening to the big coffee urn heating up. It went whoop, whoop, and the sound frightened him. Living and unliving things are exchanging properties. Seated here and there on folding chairs, everyone discussed that. They seemed familiar with the concept. Evidently, these were parts of New Path's way of thought, perhaps even memorized and then thought about again and again. Whoop, whoop. The drive of unliving things is stronger than the drive of living things. They talked about that. Whoop, whoop. The noise of the coffee urn got louder and louder and scared him more, but he did not move or look. He sat where he was, listening. It was hard to hear what they were saying, because of the urn. We are incorporating too much unliving drive within us, and exchanging. Will somebody go look at that damn coffee pot to see why it's doing that? There was a break while someone examined the coffee urn. He sat staring down, waiting. I'll write this again. We are exchanging too much passive life for the reality outside us. They discussed that. The coffee urn became silent, and they trooped over to get coffee. Don't you want some coffee? A voice behind him, touching him. Ned? Bruce? What's his name? Bruce? Okay. He got up and followed them to the coffee urn. He waited his turn. They watched as he put cream and sugar into his cup. They watched him return to his chair, the same one. He made certain he found it again, to reseat himself and go on listening. The warm coffee, its steam, made him feel good. Activity does not necessarily mean life. Quasars are active, and a monk meditating is not inanimate. He sat looking at the empty cup. It was a china mug. Turning it over, he discovered printing on the bottom and cracked glaze. The mug looked old, but it had been made in Detroit. Motion that is circular is the deadest form of the universe. Another voice said, time. He knew the answer to that. Time is round. Yes, we've got to break now, but does anyone have a fast final comment? Well, following the line of least resistance, that's the rule of survival. Following, not leading. Another voice, older, said, yes, the followers survive the leader, like with Christ, not vice versa. We better eat because Rick stops serving exactly at 5:50 now. Talk about that in the game, not now. Chairs squeaked, creaked. He rose too, carried the old mug to the tray of others, and joined them in line out. He could smell cold clothes around him. Good smells, but cold. Well, it sounds like they're saying passive life is good, he thought. But there is no such thing as passive life. Well, that's a contradiction. He wondered what life was, what it meant. Maybe he did not understand.